Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bit of Chicago bring us back. What a band. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring you our good friend Jane Pollock back on the show. Jane's a longtime member of our Brain Trust now, more than 5 years as a member of our Brain Trust, the author of Sole Proprietor, JanePollock.com, P-O-L-L-A-K. Check out her website and see what she's got going on. Jane, we've been talking about how to think about a little bit different about how to do business, not just to look at someone and say, oh, no, they're not a customer. They're not a customer prospect. Let's move on. Let's leave them alone. But to look at someone and say, OK, that's somebody I want to know. Who knows how they could fit into my business life in the future or my life in the future? We really need to look at people. And I think that's what the increased emphasis on networking, professional networking is doing, don't you think?
I think so. You know, I think there are two things. Like, sometimes people find you, but I like to emphasize being proactive and looking at what do I need? What does this person have that I need? And not in a grubbing kind of a way, but, you know, how can we benefit each other? So I wanted to bring up one other example where I was doing the mastermind groups, which I know we've talked about.
Right.
And there was a woman in town who had a really beautiful shop. And on the top floor, she had a beautiful boardroom. So she had the space and the clientele, and I had the intellectual property and the leadership. So I said, you know, what if we used your space for a mastermind group, and why don't we divide it 60-40? All she had to do was provide the space and the people, and I would run the program. So it was, you know, it was an unused space that she hadn't even considered, and she was providing me something, and it was a win-win. So here was income that was, you know, completely not on her radar, that because I had a creative idea. That was one of the biggest wins in my business.
And you were looking for a place to go.
You
were looking for a place to go, and you had and you were, your options were to rent a place outright, but you didn't really want to do that. And so you thought, okay, you know, let's look at this differently. You took the blinders off, as we've been talking about, and you came up with a deal that was good for everybody.
Yes, and it's, you know, as you said, it's all networking, having the conversation.
Right.
I can think of many times where I sat next to somebody where I thought, well, this will just be a social thing, and as we got into each other's programs and needs, I was like, wow, I can fill that gap for you, and here's what I can bring, and, you know, really rewarding situation. So it's really about talking and listening deeply for what people need. I think that's really a key ingredient.
Well, when I started doing my show, I made a prediction that in the 21st century, the three things we were all going to have to get better at: leveraging technology, networking, and building strategic alliances.
I
and you, with that little deal you just put together there, your mastermind group, you did two of those three.
Exactly. And now, you know, and we didn't have technology back then. This was a good 10, 12 years ago. So I think you're absolutely right. Now, it would have been easier to say, you know, I'm going to have this event and let your 900 people know about it. Then there would have been waiting lists. So,
well, and there's another thing that we haven't even mentioned. I know you thought about. She's already got a place people are used to coming to.
That's exactly right.
And it's a permanent place. It's not like some boardroom in a hotel or something.
Exactly. And it was a friendly environment. And to top it off, said, why don't you come and sit in, because you're a sole proprietor also. So she benefited from being there as well.
And her communities.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that some of her people, some of her connections didn't start showing up. And, I mean, that's what you do, folks. This is what you're doing. Think about, when you look at someone, think about them as multiple circles that overlap each other, and those circles are their communities. When you meet someone, you become part of their community. You're roped into a community that's adjoining other communities. You put all of them together, Jane, and the sum of the total is bigger than, you know, is bigger than it would have been. And so, good job on that. Last thoughts, Jane. We've got to, as we wrap things up here today, your last thoughts on what we've been talking about.
Well, I think, you know, just what you said, looking for opportunity, being open to it, and getting out there. And, of course, I'm listening to myself. It's like, Jane, remind yourself that you need to do all these things, too. It's nice being in New York, and I think, oh, I've been sitting in my apartment kind of staring out at the view. I need to get out more and hear what other people need. So, you know, get out there and look for those strategic partnerships.
We all need to remind ourselves of the things that we know, don't we?
We sure do.
JanePollack.com, folks. P-O-L-L-A-K. Jane, thanks again. Good job today. Good luck
on
the cruise.
Thank you so much, Jim. Great to connect with you.
Come back again real soon.
I will. Bye-bye.
Jane Pollack, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Jane joined us. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.